USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a pointed warning to anyone looking to take advantage of the chaos caused by Hurricane Ian. Don't even think about looting. Don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. There have been sporadic reports of looting in some of the state's hardest hit areas. In Fort Myers, cop busted five youthful looters. And Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino echoed DeSantis on Friday, offering a stern warning as Ian ravaged his jurisdiction. For any of those individuals that think they're going to go out there and loot or prey on people during this horrific event, you better think twice, Marcino said. When I say zero tolerance means we will hunt you down, track you down, and you're going to jail if you're lucky. South Carolina state officials, including Governor Henry McMaster, held a press conference Saturday to give an update on the state's transition from response to recovery following Hurricane Ian's impact Friday. Despite the heavy rain, high winds, and life-threatening storm surge on the coast, there have been no storm-related deaths reported, and only 35,000 of the original 240,000 power outages remain. Christy Hall from the Department of Transportation says they're going to focus on the secluded parts of the coastline that suffered the most debris and damages.
We continue to work very hard down in Pawleys Island and Garden City with regards to debris removal and also removal of the sand on the roadways there. Those appear to be the hardest hit areas as far as roads go in the state.
The latest shots, which target Omicron and its subvariants, could offer protection against a winter surge in cases, but many people are unsure if they're eligible. The new redesigned COVID booster, which now protects against Omicron and its extremely contagious subvariants, appears to have a visibility problem. The Biden administration has been touting the booster as a means of warding off a fresh fall or winter surge of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Floridians are still dealing with major flooding Saturday, and likely will for days as they try to recover from deadly Hurricane Ian, expected to be the most expensive storm in the Sunshine State's history. At least 65 people are believed to have died because of Ian in Florida alone, and four people were killed in storm-related incidents in North Carolina, according to officials. Ian also knocked out power for hundreds of thousands in the Carolinas Friday into early Saturday. The largest impacts remain in Florida, where river flooding may continue inland well into next week, forecasters warn. And while Florida's Gulf Coast cities felt the brunt of the hurricane, the state's central cities were not spared either. Rising rivers caused serious damage and calls for help. In Orlando, FEMA assistance is needed. Congresswoman Val Demings, chair of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Emergency Preparedness, has just returned from Puerto Rico to assess the damage of Fiona when Ian hit her home state. She said this kind of powerful storm is exactly what they try to plan for.
You know, as a community, you never really know what you have until it's tested.
Kim Mulkey, the head coach of Louisiana State University's women's basketball team and a former coach to NBA star Brittany Griner, made headlines earlier this week with her cold response to a reporter mentioning Griner's detainment in Russia. Mulkey, who rode Griner to an NCAA championship in 2012 during her time coaching at Baylor, hasn't publicly commented on Griner's February arrest and subsequent imprisonment. When the reporter noted he hadn't heard Mulkey discuss her former player's predicament, Mulkey snapped, "And you won't." For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.